More than 300 filled into the Fort Collins Hilton conference room to learn more about the stadium project, including Carolyn Franklin. Before the meeting started, she and many others crowded around large, colorful poster boards of the CSU campus. She moved around a small white cutout of the stadium on the board, sizing up different locations.
It looks kind of small, but I understand it would really be a lot bigger.
Franklin was part of the most visible contingent of people, SOS Hughes. The group has sprung up in opposition to the idea of having a new 45,000-seat on-campus stadium and instead wants to preserve the aging 32,000-seat Hughes Stadium west of town. But until last night, few details were actually known about where such a project could be built. The CSU Stadium Committee unveiled five proposed locations, four of which were on the southwest side of campus. Amy Parsons is vice president of university operations and was involved with the site selection.
It wasn't easy, but what was really helpful is being oriented in the whole campus master plan, because that significantly narrowed down the areas of campus that we understood we really couldn't consider.
Parsons stresses that the next step is for paid consultants to review and evaluate the sites for feasibility.
We have really a long way to go yet in the next couple months.
CSU officials have not said exactly how much will go to the consultants, but stresses the funds are being drawn from privately donated dollars, which is also how the stadium would be funded. But the process doesn't sit right with Elaine Spencer, who says she feels like the project is a done deal.
There's a lot of money being spent and a lot of effort being spent on things that are not academic, and I think academic should be first.
Spencer's dissent appears to be the majority opinion by a slim margin right now. That's according to an electronic survey completed by about 10,000 people. Proponents like alum David Sahimi says they're enthusiastic about having more competitive athletics.
Finally have an on-campus stadium to be like a real Division I football school.
Stadium committee members plan to sample public opinion often and hold public forums throughout the process. They're expected to make a recommendation for CSU President Tony Frank in May. The next public meeting is on April 20th. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.